USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States set a new record Saturday administering more than 2.9 million COVID vaccinations. Now nearly 88 million Americans have received at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine. Some states have begun to expand their vaccination programs. In Connecticut, all residents 45 and older will begin to be able to receive the shot starting in 2 weeks. Dr. Marty McCary is a professor at Johns Hopkins University that with vaccination programs accelerating, the U.S. is working its way towards herd immunity.
You know, we're doing spectacular with the vaccination program. We've broken through all the goals, vaccinating 2.5 million doses yesterday were administered, and today we hit a record 2.9 million doses were administered. We've got about 22% of the U.S. adult population vaccinated. In some parts of the country, it's like Alabama and New Mexico. It's one in four adults now have received at least one dose. So we're doing pretty well.
This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.